The rumble of the Anjuta means it's time for the Coordinating Committee Report. I'm Ruth Greenblatt. January report. We expect to receive the UC Retirement Plan Task Force report with President Napolitano's comments mid-month. Our Senate division will then submit our own comments back in January. The task force report examines options for a new UCRP tier. This for employees hired after June 30th, 2016. The compact between UC and the California government calls for UCRP to fit with the PEPRA cap, which defined changes to the California Public Employees Pension System in 2013. The task force consisted of UCOP, campus administration, and Senate reps, and involved use of an external consultant. In the task force report, some items have a single recommendation, and for a few, there is a majority and minority report. I think we can expect a large change relative to the 2013 tier. Implementation of the PEPRA cap had a large impact. Apparently, choices were also limited due to a variety of regulations such as the tax code and IRS rules. PEPRA is the California Public Employees Pension Reform Act, which was enacted in 2012 and applied in 2013 to create a more sustainable pension system by reducing employer pension liability and increasing employee contributions. It created a new tier for the California Public Employees Pension, which mandated that new members would pay at least 50% of pension costs, none of which can be paid by the employer. This may be modified by union contract agreements. PEPRA also capped the amount of salary or pay that can be pensioned at $113,700, and for individuals not in the Social Security system, the cap is $136,440. However, PEPRA opened the door to many potential exemptions or special cases by which the plan could be adjusted or modified. At the time of enactment, the UCRP and specific charter systems of several California cities were the only state government retirement programs not affected by PEPRA. Some in the UC community are critical of the inclusion of PEPRA restrictions and other concessions in the UC State of California deal. The California Public Employees Pension System has had a long history of funding problems. However, the deficit in the UCRP is attributable to the contribution holiday established by the regions when the fund was thought to be overfunded. The UCRP, if it had been left to function as originally planned, would not have a deficit today. Without further modification, and with the increased contributions of recent years, the UCRP will be fully funded, with no deficit, no debt, in 2040. So problems with the funding of the UCRP were not inherent in its design, but rather due to modifications made when it appeared that the fund was fat. With regards to UCRP, I note that many faculty are confused by the proposed new tier, incorrectly thinking it applies to existing faculty. These changes are all prospective, being applied to people hired July 1st, 2016 forward. No existing faculty member will experience a decrease in their pension benefits related to this new tier. The next item is related to IT. We will be hearing from IT in the next month or so, and IT will be the focus of the February coordinating meeting. There are various factors that contribute to complexities in planning IT services at UCSF, and these should be kept in mind when committees consider IT resource issues. UCSF does not have a fully integrated and centrally operated network. Departments and groups can create their own websites, host them in various ways, and these may not be indexed with IT or kept up to date. While groups may like the independence of creating their own web pages, unless these independent pages are indexed with IT and then updated, campus users may have trouble finding sites and can be frustrated by old content. This siloed approach has been the norm at UCSF, and caution probably is merited in trying to resolve problems with web access via creation of new independent web pages. Many units at UCSF lack resources to update web content. The ability to maintain and update web page information should be considered in any independent web project. Additionally, web designers should understand how to interface with Central UCIT and follow guidance for materials that can be linked to the main UCSF web pages. The entire IT enterprise is expensive, with ever-increasing costs related to high energy charges, security efforts, updating, etc. UCSF must provide optimal security for intellectual property and personal health data, which is a challenging task. So we will be getting more information from the IT leadership and considering options to improve how IT functions for faculty members in the coming month. Thank you. See you on Thursday.